do you have any details on this latest Khoslada issue?
Yes, actually we have been in touch with the authorities and the people concerned. The security forces and the other rescue operations are still going on because of the bad weather, continuous rain. They can't still access the site in full. So we are not clear how many actual casualties are there. Different numbers are being told by different people. But as far as the Planters Association is concerned, while we are deeply sympathetic to what has happened, we are also waiting to assess the situation and see whatever help we can give. We certainly will support in whatever.
So why don't you have any numbers of those people?
No, we have the numbers of the, because that is the, where the plantation worker housing is concerned. The company concerned has the numbers, but we really don't know. Now, it happened in the morning. We still, the situation is sort of not resolved because they are collecting people who have gone out, and they are tallying up the numbers. Nobody is sure. Of course, the state authorities have a census of how many people there are, but we can't commit because we don't know how many people are trapped because rescue operations are still going on.
Yeah, but you know the people's populations in that area. So based on that, you can calculate.
What we are told is from the census about what we are told is about 35 people are in the census, and rest are some villagers and not beyond the state population. So as far as we are told, that's what official figures are not out yet, and the authorities and the people concerned are also keeping sort of numbers, how shall I say, private till they find out without alarming everybody.
Yeah, this estate is this estate is a landslide prone place. So why didn't you take any action to move these people to a safer location beforehand?
No, I think from what we have been told, people have been offered alternative land and they have not moved. And you know, people have to move by themselves. We can't forcefully take people and resettle them. Land has been offered now, even in most of the upcountry areas where they have told us their area is prone to landslide. In fact, we have given land and people, most of the places, people have moved out and settled in new housing.
According to the people, they say they were not offered safe place to settle down.
Well, I really can't comment, but I can't believe that because I represent two companies. In both our companies, when we were informed, we have offered and people have already built houses also.
But the people say they were not given a safe place to settle down. That's why they were not able to move there.
But I saw some press reports, the government official in charge of that area, the lady had said, in fact, they have also advised the people to move and that they did not move. So there are a lot of conflicting reports. That's why I said that we don't want to talk about it till we know the full facts. I'm sure the authorities would have offered area because if you see the pictures, there's so much of land around that area. Because as I mentioned to you, even in our companies, we have already offered land and given places. Although people are reluctant to move, we sort of convince them to move, and some have built houses and already moved. So I don't know what the actual situation is.
So why those people are reluctant to move to a safe place if you have given lands to those people?
I really don't know why they, probably that traditionally they have been living there. I really don't know why they didn't want to move. Now, that is something that we have to ask them.
According to people, local people says it's not easy to get land from estate to build houses for those people.
Well, I think I have to disagree with that completely. In all estates, self-help houses are being built, housing schemes are built. We give 7 purchase of land free and do so many things. So how can anyone say that estate companies are not giving land? Even now we have allocated land for this Indian housing. Always when worker housing, we allocate land, 7 purchase of land.
But
I don't know.
Not everybody has got 7 purchase in that area. Most of the nearly more than 200,000 people living line row houses built by British colonial rulers.
No, that position is not correct. Out of the workforce we have, since the estates were privatized, 24,000 cottage type houses have been completely rebuilt. And almost about 111,000 line, row houses have been upgraded because this is a 100-year legacy that we have upgraded in 20 years, and 60% of our workforce are in upgraded and modern houses. What happens is, out of these 1 million people, only about 200,000 are workers, rest are residents and non-workers. So as a company, like as an employer, we always give first preference to our workers, and we have upgraded the housing stock. Otherwise, you can see the quality of life has improved in so many areas. Of course, there are non-workers and residents of the estate, apart from the workers.
So will you do a complete... Will you do a complete, comprehensive survey on these landslide-prone areas in upcountry?
That the government has to do it, because we don't have the technical capacity to do the landslide thing, not only in upcountry, even most of the mid-country areas, not only in estate, apart from estate areas, because of the heavy rain, there are earth slips and soil falls. So once the government identifies...
But you have, I think you have a responsibility over these people, working class people, because they are the one who earn money for you.
Well, as our employees, like any organization, we do our best for them. Particularly, we are moving houses is concerned. The workers themselves also must be willing to move. We can't sort of forcibly move them aside. We can only offer the places, and they also have to come halfway and be willing to move. Otherwise, it will be very undemocratic. We can't forcefully move people aside. Then there will be another problem.
Yeah.
So we cannot do it now in this age. We have to convince them and ask them to move to safer places. Then there will be another allegation saying that we are forcibly moving people.
So what prevents companies from giving lands to people? Because according to the ministers and local people, it was very hard to get permission from those owners of the companies. Or we can say it's who administrated those estates.
I think that is completely untrue. Now they can say whatever they want, because whenever the workers, we have already given so many hundreds of acres of land for housing schemes. Others, where do you think all these workers are building houses on? 7 purchase of land is given. And even in this area, that we haven't still got the official figures. I think the company will have to give a complete statement on it. I don't think that they have informed the company even. I think the truth has to come out, because there are a lot of stories and counter arguments. That is what I said, that still the correct information has not come out. I mean, some people say they were informed and they didn't want to move. And now after the event, people are saying that the land was not given. So we have to sort of wait till this settles down and find out what really has happened.
So will you sort for...
I don't think it's a case of company not giving.
Explanation from your company who administer a particular estate?
No, company has given land. I don't think this area under question was even brought to the notice that it was prone to landslide. If they had informed the company, I'm definite that company would have given alternate land and the workers would have moved in.
You know,
the land, somebody has to build houses for them.
But the government says, you know, in 2012, 10 years, between 10 years period, they have warned people. You also said they were given alternative places, but there are contrary statements. But still, within the 10-year period, the company did not do anything for them, according to the people.
No, what can the company do? We can't forcefully move them.
Okay.
I mean, then they'll go to, they'll say that it's undemocratic. I mean, we can only give land and request them to move. We cannot forcefully move people in this country.
Okay. Have you spoken to those company administrators after this disaster happened? So far, 3 days passed now. So have we...
Yes. We have spoken to the authorities. In fact, the people say that they have informed the company. Company has not been informed that this area is prone for landslides. Company must be informed. We have not got a report according to the company officials. Company has now... Someone went on the news and said the company has been informed. Company has not been informed. So that is what that... If they find out, the truth will come out. Now people are saying different stories. If the company has been informed, we always, even now, as I told you, we have given alternate lands even as far as 3 years back. Even the particular company that I represent, we have given land to the people 3 years back. Another one in Nalway, we have given land and they have already moved houses. So how is that these people can say that the company has not given land?
You have given only the lands?
Yes.
So the houses, they need to build themselves?
Houses, the other government and other agencies must come and assist us. No, we don't know how many of them are workers, because now with the privatization, the housing, it's a responsibility of the government. They are citizens of the country, right? Employees have certain responsibilities in upkeeping, but we don't have the capacity to build houses for them. There are self-help housing schemes. Housing schemes are done by funded agencies. So like any other citizen, government also has to come and look after the housing needs. I mean, they can't hold the employer responsible for housing in the plantation sector, because 100 years ago when they came to Sri Lanka, they were bonded. But today they are free, democratic, independent workers.
You say they are free and democratic workers, but according to the legislations in the country, local authorities cannot go inside the estate and they cannot do any infrastructure works in estates so far.
No, I don't know. That position is not correct, because we have done a lot of improvements in partnership with the PSGT and other local government agencies. The plantation companies work in partnership and improve so many things in the plantation sector. Local authorities, we are subject to local authority rules, regulations and statute. We have to operate under the local authority laws. Nobody can stop local government coming and developing the state.
No.
Roads are being done up, health and sanitation is improved with the local authority.
Will you guarantee in future you can ensure those people's safety and they were given safe place to reside in the estates?
That's what I keep on telling. Whenever it is brought to our notice, not only landslide, even the current to upgrade the houses. Now, whenever new housing stock comes in, we allocate land from our plantation, 7 purchase and additional areas of playgrounds and other facilities. Already hundreds of housing schemes have taken place in the state. Now, where did these lands come from? And particularly if there's a danger to life, I mean, I don't think anybody will delay in allocating land. That is not a problem. So the people concerned, then they must move in, and then the government must assist them in building houses. All those things take place. Allocating land is not a difficult thing in the plantation sector. We have already allocated land. There is, I don't know why there is an issue about allocation of land.
So you simply deny any responsibility over this disaster happen, in Auslander. The management, estate management.
So estate management, this is a natural disaster. You can't hold estate management responsible for this. It's a natural disaster and we are very sorry about it. But what can the estate management do about this earthquake? If it was brought to the notice of the relevant authority, I'm 100% positive that the land would have been allocated or land would have already been given. What we hear is alternative land has been given and that the people have not moved. That's what we hear. That's what I said, that it's too early to comment. Because people are busy, the officials are busy attending to the disaster there. As far as we know, that no company has ever denied giving land to deserving people. Not only this company, all the companies, every time the housing scheme comes up, we have allocated land willingly.
Have you learned anything from this disaster, what you can do in future?
I think what we have learned is that we have to sort of coerce. Now already now we have to at least, I don't know what the right word is, but we must push, at least coerce the people to move away in future. Otherwise everything, they will say the land is not allocated. We have to be a little government, and the law enforcing authority must coerce the people to move out, because as managers we cannot forcibly take people away. That is illegal and undemocratic. So the state and other enforcing authorities must help us to move the people out. Because if we take people away by force, we'll have another problem in our hands.
So
what we have learned, that we have to sort of get their assistance and sort of more or less coerce the people to move away to safe places, if that is the case. So what has happened is the age-old practice of passing the buck, the blame, because we can guarantee that. I mean, the numbers are there. You can see it on the ground. Hundreds of housing schemes are in every the plantation sector. Where do you think those land came from? The plantation companies have released lands to the people. I mean, now that this disaster has happened, they have to absorb the blame somewhere. No? That if you look at the aerial pictures, there's so much of land in that area. The company would have easily offered land, and that companies in upcountry, we have anyway to have to offer land when the workers request, because we have state pressure, political pressure, union pressure. There is no question of us not saying that we cannot offer land. We have offered hundreds of acres of land for housing. So if everybody wants to blame the company, because what can the company do? We cannot stop an earthquake or something.